This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another labor and job story now, this one through an immigration lens. If you're a skilled foreign worker with an advanced degree from an American college or university, your chances of getting the visa you need to work in this country, say in Silicon Valley, they're about to get better. The lottery that governs how those visas, H-1Bs they're called, are allocated, is being retooled. The number of them stays the same, but this week the Trump administration announced changes that will give more of them to those highly skilled graduates I was talking about. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Right now, there are 85,000 H-1B visas given out each year in a two-step lottery. First, 20,000 visas are awarded to applicants from a pool of foreign workers with advanced degrees. Those who don't make it join a second pool of applicants without advanced degrees. And another 65,000 winners are picked. Starting in April,
what they're doing is they're going to reverse that order.
That's Ron Hira, a political science professor at Howard University. He says the switch will mean more than 5,300 new visas going to foreign workers with advanced degrees. Hira says the change will benefit employers all around, but especially those in tech, like
the semiconductor industry, which is in the heart of Silicon Valley.
The new rules could also pay off for universities. Sarah Pierce is with the Migration Policy Institute.
This could possibly increase enrollment of foreign nationals at institutions of higher education, which is a little ironic because they've actually seen falling rates of enrollment of international students.
But outsourcing firms, which place lower-skilled foreign workers in U.S. companies, may sue over the new rules. Daniel Costa is an immigration lawyer and policy expert.
They're worried about not being able to get the exact workers that they want.
In April 2020, the application process is expected to be streamlined. Based on her experience with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, immigration attorney Nell Barker is skeptical.
All of this assumes that the function of the system assumes that USCIS is going to timely process cases.
She says last spring, her law firm submitted nearly 300 H-1B applications. Some are still out for review. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.